This is How Do I Deal, an advice-based comedy podcast hosted by...
me, Jade.
And me, Ella Gleason. Oh, you don't need to know that. Jade, how do I deal with us?
I don't know. You're getting on my last nerve.
Get out!
Get out of my podcast.
And into RN. My car.
Right. Get out of my podcast.
And into my car.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly my point.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Back.
To.
The.
Podcast.
Woo!
Improv.
yes, and?
Cats. Fuck. we have been busy bees.
Yes.
We have been organising.
I know, guys.
We've been structuring.
What? Look out.
And we don't know who we are anymore.
No, we've invested it all into this podcast.
Everything,
every last bit. We're like little tiny fibres right now because we're nothing. There's nothing left. We're just like one little cell.
Exactly.
Mm.
Working mitosis, we're two cells. I don't know, biology. Look, I wasn't great in school.
No,
but point being is, like, we got structure. Guess what we got, guys?
Structure.
Also,
did you guess structure? Because if you did, you're right.
Yeah. If you wrote cold sores, you're also right. But no, we're talking structure right now, okay, guys?
Will cold sores be on the exam?
Yes, Jade, okay. Write that down. Anyway, so today, our topic, as it is October, what happens in October? Roughly at the end.
The start of November.
Jada! You're wrong. It's Halloween!
Oh, yeah.
And because Halloween is incredibly spooky, spooktacular, if you will.
It is, yeah. Oh, can this episode be a spooktacular episode?
Done, Jade.
Bring everything you've got.
How Do I Deal, episode 7, spooktacular.
Yeah.
Dunsies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're talking things like ghosts. Talking like, I was going to say poltergeist, but I'm not entirely sure I know the difference between.
Oh, is there a difference?
Yeah, there's like, I feel like, I'm not sure. I'm not going to go into it because I'm not sure. I'd be a lot of umming and ahhing.
Yeah.
But,
Can I just quickly say that, I have a hard time. Talking about ghosts and stuff, and I used to get really scared to the point where I would tell my housemates that they couldn't even say the word ghost. They would have to refer to them as G's.
Ah.
Like ghosts are G's.
It makes them sound really thug, though.
I know.
So is that why it took the fear factor out of it? Because you're like, oh, you know, ghosts. Like, ghost. Ghost.
Yeah, but it's just like, do you think there's any G's around tonight, guys? Like, no, of course not. All right, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do remember when this happened, and I wasn't not that I wasn't on board, but I was like, this is ridiculous.
I'm offended at the fact that you would not,
And you had them for other things as well.
Yeah, so there was, like, G's, there was UG's, that's unruly ghosts, that's, like, the real fucked up ones. There's D's, like, demons. P's, I guess, poltergeists. There were some others.
Pretty self-explanatory, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take first letter of whatever the word is you can't say.
That's correct. That's exactly how we did it. I don't know how you cottoned onto that so quickly, but...
It's, I'm full of brains.
Yeah.
Because I'm a zombie.
Brains!
Yeah. Oh, this is working so well. Halloween. Yes. Spooky.
Yeah, I feel like I get the vib from you that you love Halloween. Fair to say?
Yes. You get the vib from me that I'd like creepy as fuck shit.
Mm.
Wow. I should get a new vocabulary. Creepy as fuck shit? I'm just like really into like when it's like real scary and shit.
Bit ghouly.
Ghouly.
Ghouls. Ella, ghoul.
Goys and ghouls. All right, goys and ghouls. No, yeah, I very much like things that can spook me, but in story format.
Yeah.
It's like scary things in real life, which is coming up.
Yeah.
Ghosts and all those kinds of things. Whole different kind of fear.
Yeah, but, for sure.
We have improv exercise.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Yeah.
Warm-ups.
So we're doing a thing now where we warm up our brains because we want to be improv champs.
Yeah. I just want to say on that improv champs, I will never be an improv champ. Improv scares me. very, very on trend.
Spooky improv!
Yeah, because, like, I'm freaking out even thinking about it. Like, I'm not good at, like, acting or anything. Not that improv is, like, I get it, but, like, yes and whatever.
Essentially, what we're going to do at, like, the top of every episode now, to get the brains working, you guys can totally play along. Word association games.
Yeah.
I smash out 5 words to Jade. She tells me what she associates them with, yeah. And then she does the same back at me. Gets the brains all, here we bloody go.
Yeah.
And
gets the brains all, how the bloody hell are you?
How the bloody hell are you? And then we're ready to go and okay. ready to kick yeah. in. So
can I do you first?
Yeah, okay.
So I will steal all of your words. I am not original.
Okay.
Should we do them themed, like spooky? Or anything. Can I look around the room and pick anything?
I feel like look around, like, do whatever, because yeah. if it's spooky, I might already have something in mind, because you've told
spray
me.
Spray tan.
Cats. Fuck! Why is it always cats?
Environmental bag.
Trees.
Wall.
Paper.
Books.
Words.
Eyeball.
Lashes. Okay.
Okay. All right, they're pretty normal. Sorry, my words were, like, literally everything around us.
Yeah. I think that, like, this will be fun because it will tell us a little bit about each other. Like, yeah. What coming
in. Will it tell you that I'm really bad at improv and thinking of things?
Essentially, yes. But yeah, like, if we accidentally slip up and to say something really fucked up. But
yeah.
Anyway, okay, Jade, here we go. Your 5 words.
Uh-huh.
Nose.
Face.
Fuck. Roses.
Thorn. Bon.
Sandals.
Yeah. Feet.
Sun.
Glasses.
And pineapple.
Cocktail.
Okay. They're pretty normal. Okay. Yeah. So now our brains are feeling a little bit more.
Is that like an exercise that people would do to see if someone else is a psychopath? Like,
probably.
Like eyeball. sorry, I was going to say something.
Oh, martini. Cool. Like olive martini eyeball.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Okay. Done. Thanks for playing.
Warm. I feel warmed up. I feel a little stretched.
Loosey goosey. Mm.
Limber.
Roll damn shoulders. Roll damn shoulders.
Roll damn shoulders, girl.
Girl. So.
So, spooky. Do you have any spooky stories?
Oh, okay.
Any G stories, perhaps?
Absolutely. Yeah. OGs. Original ghosts. Actually, I should. The original ghost story, I'm not entirely sure what it would be. I won't tell them chronologically.
Yeah.
Because that'd be hard.
Yeah.
But I have had interactions, I think, with the undead.
Oh.
I think the first one I can think of, I was in a house. And this house is, like, it's in Melbourne. Northern suburbs, kind of OG house. First house in Melbourne kind of thing. Really old.
Yeah.
You walk in, it's got the vibe, like, original kind of, like, big ceilings. And it's just got this. You walk in, you're like, oh, this is a different world, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
At the back of their house, they had a big, beautiful, modern sunroom built on.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Anyway, so I walked down the hallway, and I realised that the drawers in the bedroom were all hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'm just going to go and, like, tuck all those in because it looked ridiculous. I sound like I've got such OCD.
It looked ridiculous.
I was walking down the hallway and a drawer was out, so I had to tuck it in the guild. I'm a gear, goosebumps. on track. Okay, here we go. I walk past, anyway, point blank, going, I step into the room and I'm like, fuck, it's cold in here. Like, just not the same temperature as the hallway.
Yeah.
Whatever. Tuck the drawers in. Continue to walk down to the sunroom, mm-hmm. hang out there for a bit, and then as we were coming back up the hallway, I looked into the room and I realised that the drawers were out again, and I was like, oh, I feel weird,
yeah.
but, you know, nothing's happened yet, so yeah. maybe they slid out, drawers can slide out.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think some drawers are, like, loose, or, like, you know, the like, runners or whatever
yeah.
are loose and they can just, like, slide out.
Yeah, floor's uneven, they're on an yeah. angle, yeah. like, and it's like, of course, you think, you want to rationalise anything, not jump yeah. into any conclusions. So I step back in the room, and, yeah, this feeling of just, like, I was so cold. And it's stepping over, like, a threshold, literally, hallway, bedroom. Feet into the bedroom,
yeah.
freezing. And this, like, just gross, like, presence feeling is so yucky. And so I walk over to the drawers, I'm like, I'll just test to see if they could fall out. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, no, they're really heavy oak drawers. Like, they actually got stuck, like,
yeah,
going
when you
in
tried
and
to pull them
back out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like effort was required, and it was just as soon as that happened, I felt like something acknowledged that I had acknowledged that something fucked up had happened, and everything just was like, get out, get out. And I was like, no, fuck this, fuck this, fuck this, and like sprinted out.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, that feeling of like, just felt like cold hands all over you. And yeah, it's not nice.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
10 points, Shade. Disgusting.
Yours.
Now, see, like, they attach themselves to houses.
Yeah, okay, so I had a bit of a ghoul situation in my old house, I think. And, like, my housemates kind of told me about it, and I was like, yeah, guys, whatevs. Stop talking about G's.
Enough of the Joes.
Enough of the G talk. Yeah, so kind of didn't take any notice of it. Like, yes, there were some, like, creepy things that happened in the house, but I just, like you said, you totally try and rationalise everything. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, it's fine, it's not happening, whatevs. So I was in bed one night, and I had French doors. So, like, wooden doors with glass kind of panels, but they were frosted glass panels.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see, like, people walking past and, like, the shadow of someone, and you could kind of make out who it was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a vague outline.
Yes. Yeah. So I was getting into bed, and my bed faced the doors. Very bad feng shui.
Yeah, your feet should not face doors.
Yeah, well, that was my first mistake.
Well, this is probably why this happened, Jade.
So I was getting into bed one night, like, all lights are off, everyone's in bed. And I was on the phone as well, so I'm kind of like, you know, like getting into bed, like fucking around and like with the doona, sort of like fluffing it up. And as I'm getting into bed, I like turn around to like, and I'm facing the door. But like as I turn around, there's like a face just kind of like pressed up against one of the glass, like, square panels. And I scream. Like I'm not a loud person. Like if I saw like, I'm really scared of mice, for example.
Yeah.
If I saw a mouse, I wouldn't scream. Like, I'm a very silent, scared person. I just fucking screamed. And I was on the phone, and they were like, what is it? We're like, what? And I was like, nothing. I couldn't even speak about it. I was like, nothing. It's nothing. I can't even talk about it.
Because like, if you said it, it validates it. It's real.
And it went away straight away.
Yeah.
But it was fucking horrifying.
That would be so unnerving. Like,
yeah. And I'm definitely, like, I don't think I'm, like, a skeptic, but definitely, like, nothing had ever, like, that had ever happened to me before. I was kind of a, you know, I always believed, but this, like, fucking scared the life out of me.
Absolutely. It's so scary because you can't escape it. Like, you can't run and hide from a ghost, if you will.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Mm. That's what I'm so scared of.
Well, I had another one in another house, and it's always, I feel like, your house wasn't that old, was it?
No.
But maybe, I wonder
it could be, because, what used to be there, do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Like, do they leave?
Is it, like, was it built on, like, an ancient fucking burial ground? Who knows?
Perhaps.
Who knows?
Perhaps, Jade. Perhaps I'll craps my pants because it's so scary, but fuck that slime. Anyway, because fucking houses, I've noticed that any time I've had a thing happen to me, it's an older house.
Yeah.
And I had this, I used to visit this house, which was a 1950s kind of style hall, which had been turned into this sick-ass bachelor pad. Mm. A batch pad! He was smashing all the pussy constantly. I'm kidding. His name was like, what was his name? Gail? No.
Oh, wow. I don't know who.
That guy. Neil!
Neil.
Okay. Neil. Yeah. And he was old and lovely. Anyway, was he? I mean,
I'm not sure.
I'm having
matters.
Shut up. Get on with the story. Anyway, he had these music boxes, exposed music boxes. So the ones that you turn and they
like
have
like the little small ones that you wind up.
Yeah, you wind them. They have metal dots on them.
Yeah,
and they like a ping, 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 ding, ding. Anyway,
yeah.
So I was playing with them one day, and there's three of them, and I played them all. It was like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and something else, and they were all really sweet, and I remember sitting there being like, oh, this is so lovely, and anyway, I was there on a separate day, apart from playing the music box things, and I was upstairs, and all of a sudden, like, I feel, there's always this feeling in that house of somebody just looking over your shoulder,
yeah,
like a teacher or a mother who is really specific about something, who's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on there? Like, that was the feeling that I got. Well, is it? Anyway, that feeling was kind of happening, and I was like, shake it off, T-Swift. And then one of the music boxes, ding, 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 ding. I was like, oh my God. Like, I started just saying, fuck off, get fucked. No, seriously, fuck off. Because this is in, like, this is gross. And I bolted downstairs, grabbed my bag, was straight out into the car. I was on the phone straight away, like, I feel sick. This is what happened. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even kidding. And the person on the other end of the phone was trying to rationalize with me. They're like, well, it's hot. You know, things expand, metal expands in the heat.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but if it did, it would make maybe one, two notes max.
It wouldn't, like, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't do a full circle. And then they also told me, oh, well, Neil's mum's ashes are in there. They're next to the bed. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like,
yuck.
It's so yucky.
Why are Neil's mum's ashes next to the bed?
I don't know. Imagine, like, accidentally.
Neil?
Neil, plus. Imagine knocking those ashes over by accident.
Oh, my God.
Like,
how do I deal with that story?
Like,
that was really horrifying, but I'm mostly freaked out about the ashes next to the bed. But, you know, each to their own.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
So crepe. Yeah, so crepes. So pancakes and crepes.
I know, that is so strawberry grape.
I know.
Game?
Oh!
Should we...
Do you have a game for me,
Jen? I do. I wrote this down before. But I need to... Okay. Let me find it in my notepad. Okay, so this game is... Are you excited?
I am very excited.
It's a good one. So I've written down the names of some really ridiculous, like, Halloween-themed movies, and I've also made some movies up.
Ah.
So I've made some titles up. So you have to guess what the real ones are and what the fake ones are.
Okay.
And maybe I'll give you bonus points. I'll pick, like, some.
Yeah.
And you can give a plot. Bearing in mind that I did not write down the plot for any of them, so I don't know the real plot. But if you can make, if you can, like, entertain me with a good plot, then you might get bonus points.
Okay, cool.
And you will win a new car! Maybe.
I really need a washer and dryer, actually, if that's, could we arrange?
It's not.
Okay.
We can't arrange.
All right.
We won't be arranging. Thanks. Or a mystery box. Well, yeah.
That's what I call my vagina.
You call your vagina so many things.
I know.
Sorry. Oh, got a little horse in my throat. Is that what you get in your throat?
Yeah, pony.
Yeah. Okay. Movie numero uno.
What are you going to call this game, though?
Oh,
Time to play the game. Wait, that's just, I Dream of Jeannie. And stop, we don't have the rights, and we're going to be sued.
Okay. I'll think of a name, perhaps, after, and you can, like, edit in, what like, the fancy name of it at the start. I'll leave that editing to you.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, movie number one, Spooky Buddies.
Spooky Buddies?
Yeah.
So I just have to say if it's real or not real.
Yes.
I just think it's not real.
That one was real.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I don't know what it's about, but
should I look it up?
Actually, look it up. The front cover had dogs on it, like little puppies.
Oh my God.
Like spooky little puppy dogs.
Spooky Buddies.
Yeah.
I feel... Oh, it does have puppies.
Yeah, can you show me
so
again?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, aren't they dogs?
It kind of looks like the Scooby-Doo cover. I'm just going to quickly go to IMDb.
Yeah.
Because I want some more info on this bad
okay.
boy.
Yeah.
The puppy... Spooky Buddies, 2011, rated G. The puppies go on a spooky adventure through a haunted mansion.
Is that it?
That's the tagline.
Wow. Actually, maybe you can read the synopsis to, like, all of the ones that are real, if they're good.
Okay.
So you got that incorrect. Let me just put a little cross next to that.
I feel like such a failure.
Egg on your face. Spaced Invaders.
Spaced Invaders?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is real.
It is real.
Yeah.
It is real. That's correct.
Okay. Ding. I reckon that Space Invaders, I'm going to guess before I actually read it out.
Make up the plot.
But I think that it's about aliens coming and visiting, but they're all super stoned.
Yeah. I think it's about that too.
Yeah. So, I don't know if, like, they learn how to smoke weed. Okay, here we go. Space Invaders, 1990, PG.
Mm-hmm.
Dim-witted Martians drop into a little Illinois town on the day that the local radio station happens to be broadcasting Orson Welles' 1938 War of the Worlds.
Okay,
so dim-witted. So they're not actually stoned.
Okay, yeah.
Just a bit spicy.
Just a bit spicy.
A little bit spicy.
The dog that saved Halloween.
Oh, I really wish you made this up. But, like, I don't think you did. I think it's true.
It's real. You got it right. Okay.
The dog that saved Halloween. I think that, okay. All right. Dog saved Halloween. My guess is he was like, the mayor was like, no Halloween because it's too much tomfoolery. There's too much TPing and egging.
Yeah.
And this dog was like.
Like the plot of Flash. No.
Oh, Footloose.
Footloose. Halloween and dog fall.
Yeah. And this dog had a really good costume and he was like super mad that he couldn't wear it. So he somehow got it back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the actual summary. The dog who saved Halloween, 2011, PG.
Sorry. I'm going to have to cut right in. Like, what kind of scary movie is rated G or PG?
Mm.
This is insane. Was I on a children's list?
Perhaps. You must have been. Per pup, there's so many dogs.
What?
You said perhaps. I said per pup. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so the dog who saved Halloween. Zeus and the Bannisters have moved into a new house just in time for Halloween. Everything seems to be going well until they notice strange lights and sounds coming from their neighbour, Eli's house. George takes it upon himself to find out what's going on and enlists the help of an unlikely pair. After the trio and the George's wife, Belinda, get trapped in a spooky house, only Zeus can save Halloween. I've no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There were too many names in that and that just was ridiculous.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Dan Helsing.
Oh! I want this to be... Okay, Dan Helsing. I feel like it's false.
Yeah, it's false.
But I like it. I want to make up a plot.
Yeah,
just real
please,
quick.
Please, yeah.
Like a really like bland person named Dan.
Yeah.
Who thinks that he can is like part superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Goes out and tries to hunt vampires, but like it's all just like very real, and there's no such thing as vampires, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like a bit cray.
Like he's just like a
vigilante.
A bit of an outcast.
Yeah.
A bit of a social outcast.
Yeah, and he's just like, vampire! And then someone's just like, oh my god,
yeah, like,
get away from me.
get a job!
Get a job, Dan! So it's what his brother says to him all the time. Dan, get a real job! And that's how that goes.
That's like, yeah, that's really good. Ghosty gun, sorry. I can't even say it. Ghosty gumdrop.
You totally made this up.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be really obvious for the ones that I made up.
Yeah.
I made that one up.
Ghosty gumdrop.
Yeah.
I think someone eats a jawbreaker and they die and they haunt the manufacturer.
That's really good. Write that down.
Ghosty gumdrop.
Hansel and Gretel and the 420 Witch.
Well, it's one of my favourite films. I know it's true.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's not really. I think before I actually read the actual plot,
yeah.
I assume that Hansel and Gretel and the 420 Witch, I think it's just like a stoner flick and instead of dying, they end up
getting blazed
with the witch. But the only thing that's coming up is... the actual Hansel and Gretel story. Oh, there's one called Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
Oh.
Maybe it's,
Maybe I was thinking of that, but I wrote down the 420 Witch.
Well, I think that's definitely it, but maybe you know how suddenly 30 and 13 going on 30?
Ah, yeah. Australian and American.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So, a brother and sister. This is the real one.
Mm-hmm.
Hansel and Gretel Get Baked. 2013? No rating. A brother and a sister battle a witch who lures teenagers into her suburban home with a special blend of marijuana, where she then proceeds to kill and eat them to maintain her youth and beauty.
Jeez.
I genuinely want to watch that.
That's
now.
Rough. Yeah. All right, I've just got a few more.
Mm-hmm.
Trick or Wilderness Retreat.
I really, did you make this up? I'm going to say it's false.
Yeah, it's false.
It's really good though. I like it. Trick or wilderness retreat. You're really good at this.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun doing it. All right. Is that enough for the game, or would you like me to just read through the rest of the list?
And I'll just say yes or no.
Okay. Jacko.
I reckon it's true.
It is. It's like, I had a picture of a pumpkin, like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Wacko.
Schmacko. I'm going to say false.
That one was real as well.
Oh.
Clown house.
Ugh, false.
That's real.
Oh.
What else? Witch ditch bitch.
Oh, this is one of yours. False.
I know. I told you it's going to be really obvious. Big robot rabbit, revenge of the bunnies.
That's true.
That's fake. And yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Sick. Yeah. How did I do? Like, how many?
Oh, I forgot to mark it. I marked the first one and I forgot. Okay, let me just go through. You can tell a little ghost story if you
Oh, want. Okay. I'll tell the one about how I was woken up. I started getting woken up by noises in the middle of the night. Yeah, I know. It sounds like I've gone a bit skits in the head. That's a really offensive term, actually. I take that back. But I was asleep. I'm slapping, you know, slapping. And I hear something while I'm groggy. I'm in dreamscape. It was like, hello. And I was like, and kind of started to wake me up. And as I'm coming out of sleep, I hear it again, hello. And then I'm sitting up fully awake. And it was like, hello. And it was right in my left ear. Like I couldn't, it was like no word of a lie. I couldn't blame it on something else. It wasn't the neighbor. It was like right up in my ear. The weird thing was I wasn't scared. I was just like, oh, that's so strange. I can't make sense of that. Anyway, back to bed. It happened to me like a week later, but this time it was someone right in my ear and they whistled, like calling for the dogs, whistled so loudly. I sat bolt upright and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I wasn't scared. Again, I was just like, whoa, that's really inconvenient. I was trying to sleep. But I had this, like, feeling that I was being woken up or, like, someone's trying to talk to me. So I ended up going to a psychic, which, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Some of them are complete frauds. Some of them, I think, genuinely feel stuff and see things. Anyway, without leading her, I was like, is there anyone that wanted to, like, say anything to me? And she was like, yes, there's two males. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. Two people had woken me up, two different voices. She was like, one of them, and she started to describe the way that I had an uncle pass away. And I was like, oh, this is all too real.
Mm.
And, like, as she's saying it, it's dawning on me, the voice that was saying hello, really distinct voice, was all adding up. I was like, that was my uncle. What the fuck? And then she was like, the other guy, he passed away while he was much older, and he's a farm type, blah, blah, blah. Went into all this detail that was exactly like my grandfather who's passed away.
Yeah.
And it was insane because I wasn't leading her at all because I'm very aware of being totally dogged with all the psychic stuff. You don't want to have them going, I see M. Do you have an M in your life? And it's like, well, anyone can have a fucking M in their life.
I think we've all got an M in our lives.
Yeah. Milo.
I was going to say mum.
Oh, cute. Oh, our priorities are way askew. Mine are, anyway. Anyway, so that really, like, put this thing into perspective. I was hearing people waking me up, but...
But you weren't scared, really.
Wasn't scared.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
And it's nothing like the first two stories I told where I was genuinely bolting.
Yeah.
Sprinting, Jade.
Yeah.
I don't do exercise.
Yeah.
I got these little legs.
Sprinting.
Sprint.
I just remembered we also have some listener questions.
Listener questions.
Was it on the Facebook page? Is that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So if you want to also write questions in on our Facebook, How Do I Deal podcast, you can inbox us if you feel like you don't want to share with the world.
If you want to be discreet.
And if you want to send us an email,
Oh, yeah. Send us an email because I'm in charge. Because I don't even have Facebook. And I'm in charge of the emails and I'd really like to get heaps of emails.
Just send her things.
Because I feel like a business person.
Yeah.
And I don't wear glasses, but I'd put glasses on. I'd probably get press on nails. And I'd sit there like a little secretary.
And tap, tap, tap.
And just read the emails and bloody.
Well,
whatever.
Tell them where they can send the email to.
Oh, good idea. Listen to me rant on about. Anyway, it's howtoidealpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Please send me an email. Guys.
Say hello. I get all the traction on the FB page and Jade's getting sad. There's tumbleweeds in our Gmail. Yeah.
I sent from my personal email account an email to the How Do I Deal podcast Gmail account and it just said, how do I seal?
Aww.
I'm a loser.
And then did you go...
I should just start replying to myself and just like get a conversation out.
Wait, I know how you seal.
How?
You marry Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
And then you sing that song about the roses. Kiss from a rose on a thing. Ooh, I'm a stranger to feel, yeah. Now that your roses are bloomed, let it the moon on a blue.
Thank you. That was a really good Jew. Anyway.
back to the podcast.
So question numero uno. Scariest thing that has happened in your life. I guess we've kind of...
We've touched on the
scary G stories.
Yeah. I think in another episode we're touching on different sorts of fears.
Yeah. So like scariest thing that's happened in your life, I guess like... in a Halloween sense, like those ghost stories for sure. Yeah. But then, yeah, I guess we're going to do another one touching on like more, fear and real life scary things.
Mm. But yeah, I suppose the scariest thing, the ghosts are pretty freque. Mm. But yeah, I think like just all the ghost stories, like if we're keeping in the Halloween theme, scariest thing is normally the paranormal.
Yeah.
You ain't got no control.
Yeah.
It could even be your mind playing tricks on you, which is the scariest of all.
Yeah, that's true dat.
True dat.
Am I right, guys? True dat.
She's right.
Question numero dos.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens are real, but do you believe in men in black?
Yes, I believe in men in black. Galaxy Adventures. I feel like I say that wrong every time.
Yeah, I don't know the words.
Well, I believe in Area 51. So I think they say it's like military training or something, but I totally believe it's just like, wad up aliens, spaced invaders. And they're keeping it a secret.
Yeah, I'm like, where's my tinfoil hat?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's all about the conspizzos.
Are you all for believing?
Yeah, I am all for believing.
It's a Missy Higgins song. Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you know she wrote that about aliens?
Did she?
Absolutely.
We should get her on the pod.
Missy Higg, she's been here the entire time. She just doesn't say anything.
Really?
Missy, can you play us a song?
I'm all for believing if you can.
Missy, no, she's out of practice.
We're trying to do a podcast, Missy. Just can it, please. Thanks, Missy.
How could you leave me with the scar?
Missy, shut up. We're trying to do a podcast.
How'd she get that piano in here?
Missy Higgins is so annoying. No, probably not IRL, but just in our lives.
Sorry.
I'm just like trying. I don't know why I'm trying to like do this at like super speed.
Mm-hmm.
Question three. trick or treat?
I'm gonna say treat. Now, what is it?
What? Like I have to give you a treat?
Yeah, I assume. All
but didn't I ask you trick or treat? So don't you give... Oh, fuck. What's Halloween?
This person was just being a smartass on our Facebook, but they've really made us think.
Mm.
What is Halloween?
That's like one of the deep questions.
Mm.
Trick
or treat.
Or trick or wilderness retreat.
Rated M 2011.
What happens?
Two people go into a forest on Halloween night to find an abandoned wilderness retreat.
I wish that this was like visual audio. Because Ella's, like, moving her hands like she's doing fucking slam poetry. It's so weird.
Trees. Fear. Scared. Walking. Through. A forest. Jazz. Wilderness. Camping tents.
It's like interpretive storytelling.
Yeah. I got nothing. I feel like...
I don't even...
It's just, it's the cabin in the woods kind of, like, structure. Like, going to a wilderness retreat. Mm. Everyone gets picked off one by one because they're fucking idiots who walk off by themselves. It's like, oh my god, don't go by yourself into the forest. There is a murderer out there. Fucking hell, okay? Oh my god, get it together.
What's her name?
Shelly.
Really? That's an odd pick. Okay. And then I've just written AVS Halloween Discuss. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's Australian Halloween.
Oh, that's a U.
So it's like, Australia. What would an Australian Halloween be?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to ask you this question, Jade. Because American kids have an obsession with going to the house with, like, the best candy and the king-size bars.
Yeah.
What would be the best Halloween, I'm going to say lolly, because I'm Australian.
Look, mm-hmm. I was about to pull you up, but I didn't. I sat tight. I was about to pull you up because here's what I don't like. And this is going out to some of our friends because they do it. Calling chocolate and lollies candy. You know who you are. You know exactly who you are. It is chocolate. It is lollies. It is not candy. A fringe is not bangs. Oh, it is a fringe.
I call them bangs sometimes. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you're an American loser. I'm so sorry. That's ridiculous. I'm so sorry.
Also, what if we have American listeners? Oh, it's just teaching. It's just a cultural.
Well, it's fine. Like, it's fine if you call it that. But, like, I personally call fringes fringes. I call lollies lollies, soft or hard. Up to you.
Hard-boiled sweets.
Yep.
Sweets,
fine.
I feel like that's more English.
Sweets.
Jade, would you like some hard-boiled sweets? Sweetie, darling, honey. Now I'm just being ab fab. Yeah. Honey, darling, sweetie, honey. Hold up. Answer my question, please.
I forget it.
What would be the best lollies to get in your Halloween bag in Australia?
I'm talking Chicos. Number one Chicos.
Explain what a Chico is.
Oh,
people don't know it.
Okay. Well, it's, and I read
a little brown boy.
Yes, little brown boy. Yeah, it's getting in my mouth. Ew. Sorry, no, I didn't mean that.
I hear sirens. Can you stop telling little boys to get in your mouth? This is...
Oh, horse, throat.
Yep. Pony. Ride it, my pony. So, go.
Sorry. Chicos, little brown, like, baby lollies. Ooh. And they're chocolate flavour, which is weird because they're a soft lolly, but they're chocolate flavour, it says on the packet.
It's insane. They're gelatinous, but they taste like chocolate.
Yeah, but they don't really taste like chocolate, but they taste like delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I reckon, so the thing is, you'd have to get an entire packet of those because you wouldn't want a handful
loose.
Of Chicos.
I guess you wouldn't want loose. Yeah, I'd eat a handful. I'd eat someone's handful.
Sorry, I need to quote that somewhere. Jade. Oh, yeah, I'd eat someone's handful.
did I go full Bogan on it?
No, it's just that it sounds funny when I do that voice.
So
handful, dick and balls. Sorry.
Handful, dick and balls.
Handful, dick and balls. Handful, dick and balls. Handful, dick and balls.
Remember, you know, like, tits out for the boys?
Yeah.
That should be the new one.
Get out your dick and balls. Get out your dick and balls. That sounds like the Super Mario theme song. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway.
I haven't played it for so long.
So I think that...
Chicos. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know how you buy a box of favourites?
Yes.
And they're like little bad-sized pieces of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Like
individually
those,
wrapped.
Those. I think they would be perf in
they
my jack-o'-lantern bucket head pumpkin full of lollies. What would you choose?
Well, okay, I would probably say... Maybe, like, because I'm trying to think of Australian lollies.
Oh, your cherry ripes, yeah.
Well, I was going to say cherry ripe. Like, it wouldn't be the most popular because it's, like, a little bit gross if you have, like, if you're, like, under maybe, like, 16. For some reason, it just tastes foul.
Cherry ripe. Dark chocolate. Like my dad, like, there'd always be a cherry ripe in the fridge and it was dad's.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real story.
You know what? I think cherry ripes are just there to stop children from eating their parents' chocolates.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
Same
with,
like,
for.
Turkish Delight, but, like, when that clicks over into, like, being... Do you like Turkish Delight?
I love Turkish Delight.
Same. But, like, never used it.
They're delightful.
Aren't they just?
Aren't they just?
But I feel like they're, like, they're not your pick when you're, like, a teenager. Like,
oh, no.
Get home from school, like, yeah. Put on your cartoons or whatever and, like, go and get a Turkish Delight. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Thank.
Maybe what would be like a, I don't know, like a peppermint crisp?
Are they Australian?
Oh, they're terrible. Oh, they're so
sharp.
I
don't
think
I've ever had one.
I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to go with like a...
They're such an old person's job.
They are. But yeah, okay, well, what do you think would be number one costume in Australia?
Well, I think people, like, with costumes, I think people now, and maybe this has always been a thing, I'm not sure, but, like, dress up as, like, something kind of controversial from the year. Like, I feel like that's a thing. Like, I heard that this year there's, like, a lot of people dressing up as that fucking dentist that killed Cecil the Lion. Yeah, like, there's a lot of costumes like that. And it's, like, it's always something, like, kind of controversial and, like, funny from the year.
Oh.
Which is, like, I don't know. But I feel like, because in Australia it's not a big thing, like, it's just your age old, like, dressing like a witch, but it's, like, tits out.
What would you
tits
like
out,
to...
Tits out, legs out.
Tits out, dicks out. Just everybody.
Yeah.
Genitals? Get them out. Jade, are you dressing up? Are you going out?
Well, okay, I don't know if I'm going out. Like, I haven't planned anything, but I have a costume that I need to do it with someone in a pair, if you're keen. Probably not. But you probably won't be. I want to dress up as a speed dealer, so, like, trackies. I want to go to the op shop and get, like, those, like, old Adidas t-shirts.
Yeah,
like, faded,
yeah.
Like, bum bag, speed dealer sunnies. I'm going to have my hair in, like, it's going to be, like, I'm going full out.
You're going full speed
I'm
dealer?
Going, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm, like, gacked, mate!
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. You're Jason. Yeah. Anyway. You're Jason. Oily hair in a low pony, probably, like, one of those... like snapback caps as well.
Oh, okay.
Is that what they're called? You know, like just like the caps.
Like a flat peak or like a.
Oh, no.
Oh, not cool.
Not a flat peak. Like it'll be curved over, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like something that someone would wear to like car racing or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got it. Understood. Got it.
And like runners and like trackies.
Oh, yeah. You have to go out because I want to see you wearing that.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to dress up as, girl?
What am I going to dress up as? I'm thinking probably Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
Because you can make it out of your own clothes, not have to buy anything.
Guys, I'm so pale.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so pale.
I'm so pale. We didn't have an advertiser for this week, thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, thanks for reminding us.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm just, here, can you hear this? Shing, shing, shing. It's me rubbing 2 5-cent pieces together because that's all I have. Kidding! Kind of.
Well,
but yeah, no, I'd love to, I love zombie things. I love zombie makeup. Have to be going to, like, a full-out Halloween party if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
If we just are going to, like, somewhere hosting a Halloween, a venue hosting a Halloween party,
yeah.
Then I'll go as, like, a Wednesday Addam. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm not trying too hard. I'm not a try-hard.
Yeah. I know, babe.
Bit us in the ass before.
Oh my gosh, yes. Should we quickly tell that story?
Yeah.
Okay, so one year we went to a kind of like a club bar sort of place, and it was on Halloween night. And we got there, and there was obviously like some massive fucking like awesome Halloween party that we just like did not know about. Everyone was dressed like to the fucking nines. Like there was one guy, I remember, he had his face like painted, and he had prosthetics on his face. And it looked like a zip was, like, unzipping his face. And, like, where it was unzipped, there was all, like, blood and stuff.
It was amazing.
Incredible.
There was, like, drag queens. I'm pretty sure someone was up, like, a drag queen was singing Cher songs.
Yeah.
And there was literally glitter, like, falling from the roof amongst all these witches and ghouls.
Yeah,
and...
like the first scene from Blade with blood but with glitter.
And we're standing there.
Well, it kind of did look like the first scene from Blade,
it
if
did.
You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
So we're there in, like, I'm probably wearing, like, this was years ago, like, a fucking singlet top and like a denim skirt or something. Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't like the early 2000s.
But like we're just dressed like we're just going to like drink some beers.
Embarrassing.
And it was like, I almost felt like we walked in and a spotlight like just came down onto us. Like everyone was just like, you guys are fucking losers.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're losers next year when we go to the exact same party dressed to the nines in our Halloween get-ups. I was dressed as like a nurse with like blood. I was fucking like drenched in blood. And Ella, you were dressed up as...
I was a vampire and I had like the full like vampire collar that's about like 30 centimeters long, white contacts, fake molded teeth that I'd made, blood, just a slinky maroon long dress. And so we also... We thought we were babing. We're taking photos.
Oh my god, we took so many photos.
Oh, and we're just like so pumped. In the tram taxi, I'm not sure how we got there.
Can't remember.
Pretty much kicking the front door like, we here, bitches, we're looking scary as fuck. Everybody's dressed in normal
again,
clothes.
Again, like music stops, spotlight.
Record scratch.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounded like a dog.
A dog made that sound in the corner. And when we walked in, we're like, oh, not one other fucking person is dressed up.
No one.
How does that sound?
It's Halloween night and everybody...
We're at the exact same place.
Everyone looks over at us and we're like, oh, we need to go.
We didn't go straight away.
Though. No. I went and took my white contacts out and my fake teeth because I was a little bit embarrassed. I will say.
Because you looked fucking scary.
Oh, it was so trippy. Like, when I go hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, moral of the story, just double check the...
Why didn't we even look at social meds? What... Was it? It wasn't before social meds.
Well, we were on social meds, but I think we're too fucking full of ourselves posting photos of ourselves and our scary.
To even check.
Yeah.
To even check. Anyway.
Social meds. Oh, fuck off, Ella. You're the worst. That's Ella saying it to Ella. Anyway, this has been a spooktacular episode.
Has it been spooktacular for you?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I wasn't scared. I'd be more scared if something weird had... Oh my god, Jane! Oh my god, there's a ghost! Ah, save me! Oh, it's Missy Higgins! It's Missy Higgins leaving me with a scar!
Ah! Guys, I have to go save Ella.
Oh my god, Missy Higgins! Leave me alone!
She's leaving the scars. But thank you for listening.
Bye!
Please remember to subscribe and write me an email. Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
So, how do I get in contact with those How Do I Deal girls?
You can email us at howdoidealpodcast@gmail.com or like our Facebook page, How Do I Deal Podcast.
Also, get onto the iTunes and give us 5 stars. Also, subscribe. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.